is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I want to say a very special happy birthday to my beautiful wife. Her birthday is today. I was going to start out today by talking about a little bit about the impeach-palooza, the hearsay hearings, the hoax gate forever, what's been going on in Washington, D.C., and we may come back to that a little bit. I've got a great clip, a great clip by Mark Dice that really summarizes the whole buffoonery that's going on. I'm for the hearings, I'm for the impeachment, I'm for the trial in the Senate, because it's going to look so ridiculous to the American people. They're going to get a front row seat at just how corrupt the system is. So the more of this ridiculous absurdity that they carry on in Washington, D.C., I'm for it. I will say this before we get started, and you may want to have pencil and paper ready when I do the first story of today. But I will say, I turned on the hearsay hearings day before yesterday, and I didn't watch all day or anything. It's just too ridiculous. But it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe, something like that, and Fiona Hill was on. You know, she's got a British accent, so no one can criticize her. She sounds smart, right? But as soon as I turned it on, she went into discussing the fact that criticism of Vindman, which of course is Jewish, that criticism of Vindman was like anti-Semitism. And then, lo and behold, she started discussing the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. I kid you not, Alex Jones started his show off discussing this, I think, yesterday. But it just blew my mind. Of course, she went into it was a hoax and blah, 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 blah. But people that listen to this broadcast and other broadcasts probably are well aware of some of the facts behind it. It was first printed in 1903 in Russia. It was first translated to English in 1919. Henry Ford thought so much about it that he printed 500,000 copies of it. So I thought, you know, for her to even bring that up and mention it on national television like this is a good thing. I wonder how many people that maybe wasn't aware of this would look into it, you know, because it's a very interesting story. Also, Paul Craig Roberts, you can go to paulcraigroberts.com. I'm trying to line it up to have him on. Excellent article about World War II right now on his website. He's saying that, you know, 74 years later, now a lot of the truth is coming out. I acquired the two-volume set of David Irving's Hitler's Wars at a antique mall a couple of years ago. And of course, you know, a lot of people listening to this broadcast probably know the plight of David Irving. Historian, been jailed several times for Holocaust denial. But I wanted to get that in. Also, something else just interesting in the news this past week, in case you haven't seen it, is that picture from 1898 that looks just like Greta Thunberg. I mean, unless it's photoshopped or something, that is a very uncanny resemblance to Greta Thunberg. I always find that interesting when those type things surface, and it's that uncanny of a resemblance. But before I get into any of all that, I got to go down a little bit of a different road here. Michael Storm, RBN host, Sundays 1 to 3 Central, toward Anarchy, had emailed me and asked me about having Tamara, Jacob Goodwin's mom, on, which I said, you know, I'd be happy to do. And he mentioned that Jacob Goodwin's appeal had been denied last week. It was Tuesday, November 12th. And I know I've been critical. Sometimes I've thought shows, other broadcasts, maybe spent too much time on Charlottesville, and I know I've spent my fair share. But everyone, you've got to hear this one, and I'm going to go through this so everybody can understand what's happened, because, I feel like nobody else is going to cover it, and this information needs to be out there. This is jaw-dropper, okay? If you're not mad now, you will be soon, okay? This is unbelievable what I'm fixing to share with you. And also, I'm going to be giving out Jacob Goodwin's mailing address. I'm going to try to do more of this about our POWs, because it is the holidays, and, you know, I can't imagine what just getting a Christmas card, if you're in this railroad system by these sham courts and these corrupt judges, what it may would feel like. So if you've got pen and paper, here shortly I will give you all the information, and I'm going to try to compile a list. Anyone that wants to assist with that, you know, Daniel Borden got a 20-year sentence. They suspended 16 years in like 3 months. He ended up with a 3-year and 9-month sentence for this fist fight at Charlottesville. Okay, but originally it's a 20-year sentence. But we're going to get into all that. But first, let me read this to you. It's coming from dailyprogress.com. Appeals denied for two convicted in rally beating. Two men convicted in the brutal beating of a counter-protester following the 2017 Unite the Right rally were denied appeals on Tuesday, November 12th. Let me skip down here. I say, always rehash the whole event in their biased manner. During a September hearing before a 3-judge panel at Virginia court. Now, the hearing was actually in September, but the verdict, the ruling came down on November 12th. At a Virginia Court of Appeals, attorneys representing the men expressed concern with the Charlottesville court's jury selection process, venue, and the severity of the malicious wounding convictions. You know, it's not assault, like it is everywhere else in the world. In this, it's malicious wounding, okay? During the September hearing, Goodwin's attorneys argued that the trial court erred by not striking four prospective jurors because the answers they gave during the voir dire showed bias. Voir dire is just the process where they question witnesses about having any bias. He also contended that the evidence was insufficient to support a malicious wounding conviction. In her opinion, Chief Judge Marla G. Decker cited various cases to support her analysis that the jurors were not improperly seated. Decker also dismissed Goodwin's argument that the evidence was insufficient, dealing video evidence presented at trial. The appellant brutally attacked Harris. When the appellant approached Harris during the incident, he kicked him once and struck him with his shield, knocking the victim to the ground, she wrote. Now, let's all remember, I know we've got to rehash this thing, but the police had told everyone to disperse, and actually Jacob Goodwin was going to the parking deck when this whole fight broke out. The appellant, which is Jacob Goodwin, then kicked Harris at least 3 times while he was on the floor of the parking lot. Further, he did not abandon the assault when other men began to join in. Now, Ramos was... She was also ruling on Ramos's appeal, or another judge was ruling, but it's all in this same article. In the Ramos opinion, Judge Glenn A. Huff wrote that he found a jury was properly seated, that a per se exception barring any juror with knowledge or connection to the rally would have been improper. Ramos' attorney had also argued that the single blow his client struck against Harris was not enough to infer malice, as argument Huff and the Court of Appeals disagreed with. He only threw one blow. I think he got 6 years. A single punch to the head is a sufficient enough attack from which the jury could infer malice, When the blow was struck after the victim was already on the ground, having been repeatedly struck by a mob of individuals, Huff wrote. After the opinions were published Tuesday, Charlottesville Commonwealth Attorney Joe Plantea, who helped prosecute the cases, said in an email that his office was pleased with the Court of Appeals decision. I have previously stated appellate review of criminal proceedings plays an important role in ensuring the defendants were treated fairly. In a news release Tuesday, Mark Herring wrote that his office is committed to ensure that those who broke the law in the Unite the Right rally will face justice. My team and I will continue to sound the alarm about the dangers of white supremacist violence and its rise in Virginia and around the country, and will not hesitate to hold racist and white supremacists accountable when they turn their hate into violence, he wrote. Now, this was news to me. Check this out. In August, Harris filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court that named Goodwin. Goodwin's in jail, got 10 years with 20 years probation and a $20,000 fine for a fist fight, okay? He's also being sued now by Harris, and he's also suing Ramos and other attackers convicted in the same assault and various other Unite the Right organizers as defendants. He is alleging a conspiracy to deny black and Jewish people equal protection under the law, leading to the physical assault on Harris. But no hearings have been scheduled for that now. All right, so you're probably wondering, well, what is this all about? What is the problem here? All right, during the Jacob Goodwin trial, not only did they ask for a change of venue, which was denied, but they asked that four jurors not be on the jury. But the judge said they could be on the jury. So this is Jacob Goodwin's attempt at his chance for justice in the court system here in this country for a physical altercation that took place at a riot that was all brought about by the mayor, by the police department, and by the governor of Virginia. And here's his day in court. Here is the jury of his peers that's going to sentence him. And, of course, we know that he got an extremely unjust sentence. Now, listen, here's the reason that they asked for these jurors to be removed. And the judge ruled that, well, these jurors is just A-OK. There's no problem here. Let's start with Juror 23. Juror 23 admitted to attending a Black Lives Matter event 2 years ago. The judge asked Juror 23, well, do you think you could still form an impartial opinion on this case? Why, yes. Okay, you're fine. She said she could. Juror 125 posted on social media about the event. They didn't go into detail. I read the 23 page. If anybody wants it, I can email it to you. I read the 23 page opinion by the judge that denied, and I'm going to read the end of that when we get done with all this. But Juror 125 posted to social media. Then when they were asked about the post, they denied that they posted this information. Whatever it was enough that the defense said this person shouldn't be on the jury. But the judge agreed that, well, maybe they didn't post whatever it was. So it must have been bad. Juror 11 admitted support for Black Lives Matter and support for S-U-R-J, which stands for Standing Up for Racial Justice. So, Juror 11 openly admitted support for Black Lives Matter and for Standing Up for Racial Justice. Jurors 15, 23, and 11 had protested with groups sympathetic to Black Lives Matter. How about this? Juror 15 openly admitted to having friends who were Antifa members. All right, and all of this is plain in the opinion by the judge that ruled on the appeal. These are the jurors. Juror 11 admitted to taking part in the counter-protest and then stated that only briefly did they take part in the counter-protest. So here's Jacob Goodwin. He's on trial for a fist fight that happened in a parking garage at a riot, where the entire scenario was the intentional creation of the government of Charlottesville and the state of Virginia. Could not have been handled any more poorly. And then When his day in court comes, the judge allows these jurors, jurors that attended Black Lives Matter events, jurors that protested with groups sympathetic to Black Lives Matter, jurors who posted to social media something that was so biased about being a juror that the defense attorneys would ask for them not to be seated as a juror, and their excuse is they didn't post that to their own social media account. That was acceptable. Jurors who actually took part in the counter protest, and jurors who openly admitted that they're friends with Antifa. That's who got to judge Jacob Goodwin. That's who got to sentence Jacob Goodwin to 10 years in prison for a fistfight, a kid that didn't have any record. That's who got to sentence Jacob Goodwin to 20 years probation. That's who got to sentence Jacob Goodwin to a $20,000 fine. I just reported on this broadcast last week that in Charlotte, an illegal alien came into the country and was driving drunk and killed a citizen in Mecklenburg County. And they sentenced him to time served, 10 months in prison. And then the sheriff in Mecklenburg County refused to turn him over to ICE for deportation, preferred to turn him out into society and then make ICE risk their lives to go and apprehend him for deportation. Illegal aliens come to this country and drive drunk and kill the native population, and they get less than one-tenth of the sentence of Jacob Goodwin. The travesty of this situation that happened to Jacob Goodwin. I mean, just think about it. Your young man, never been in any trouble, living with your parents, as far as I know, held a job, was no problem to society. You attend a permitted event, and because of the dereliction of the duty of the from everyone from the governor on down to create this, where we know that counter-protesters were bussed in. This was an intentional melee. It was designed to create exactly what happened. There's a fistfight in a parking garage, which, you know, all started with an elderly gentleman from North Carolina, supposedly, from my information. Jacob Goodwin takes part in it. No one's killed. This happens every night in bars across America and worse. And Jacob Goodwin is tried in Charlottesville, denied a change of venue, and is tried by a jury that made up of Black Lives Matter attendees, standing up for justice, for racial justice members, people that had friends with Antifa members. Let me tell you something. You don't have friends with that are Antifa members unless you're a super cuck Antifa sympathizer yourself. That's the only ones who would hang out with Antifa. But they're good enough to be on the jury because they told the judge that they would be impartial. And then they handed down this railroad verdict to Jacob Goodwin, and no one knows about it. The mainstream media is not going to cover it, and damn near nobody in the Patriot movement is going to cover it. The fact that Jacob Goodwin's life is ruined because of crooked, corrupt judges, crooked, corrupt courts, a crooked, corrupt system from the governor down to the police department in Charlottesville. And they had a rigged court. They had a biased jury. And anyone that reads the 23-page appeal process can not deny the fact. And he's denied appeal. He's got so much evidence. And he was also asking for the malicious wounding to be reduced to like simple assault, and the judge said they couldn't do that either. They said they couldn't do that for Ramos either. They said that one blow, one punch, could be malicious wounding, which carries a higher sentence. Here, if you want to mail Jacob Goodwin a Christmas card or a letter, we'll do it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Aaron in the studio, radio for truthers and for the masses, and I know you're out there that still believe the law. I'm going to give out Jacob Goodwin's address here in just moments. I want to read, this is from the appellate decision. At the very bottom, it has a conclusion, and here's what the conclusion says. The record reflects that the trial court acted with due diligence in reviewing all the answers that the potential jurors provided during their voir dire process and thoroughly analyzed their demeanor before rendering a decision. Accordingly, the court did not abuse its discretion by refusing to strike jurors 15, 23, 125, or 11 for cause. Additionally, the evidence was sufficient to support the appellate's conviction for malicious wounding. Consequently, we affirm the conviction. So I wanted to read the conclusion at the bottom of this travesty, this sham, this disgrace of a court case that's been rendered to Jacob Goodwin by these corrupt judges and corrupt courts in Charlottesville. All right, here we go. This is Jacob Goodwin, Jacob Scott Goodwin. His incarceration number is 193-12-15. That's 193-1215. He is in the Augusta Correctional Center. So you put his name and his ID number, then you put Augusta Correctional Center. It is located at 1821 Esteline Valley Road, and I'm going to spell Esteline, E-S-T-A-L-I-N-E, Valley Road, so that's 1821 Esteline Valley Road, Craigsville, just like Craigslist, but Craigsville, C-R-A-I-G-S-V-I-L-L-E, Virginia, and the zip code is 24430. So Augusta Correctional Center, 1821 Esteline Valley Road, Craigsville, Virginia, 24430. And again, Jacob Scott Goodwin, and his number is 193-1215. I will try to give all that out again before the end of the broadcast. And you know, I hope everyone take a little time. I'm going to try to give out more information on some of the others, like James Field, Daniel Borden, Ramos, and it doesn't have to be Charlottesville. There's no shortage, trust me, of the people that's in jail with the railroad, that's for sure. Okay, Deep State News. It's deepstate.news is the website. Okay, so there's a lot of new websites. This is a new one, and it's got some good information. Also, during the break, Ken was telling me that Sasha Cohen, if you know that filther, if you know that unfunny, untalented comedian that they parade around and let make movies, he said he was receiving an award yesterday from the ADL, of course, and that he brought up the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. So that's good. That's good. The more they bring that up, maybe it will, you know, they're always trying to raise awareness around here anyway, raise awareness about breast cancer, raise awareness of this and that. Well, maybe they'll raise a little awareness of a book most people haven't heard of. The rule of law no longer exists in the United States of America. This has become abundantly apparent with the rigged jury decision to incarcerate Roger Stone for the process crime of mistaking memories during interrogation with federal agents in an era where Hillary Clinton is openly allowed by the director of the FBI to destroy evidence, obstruct justice, and get away with high crimes because she didn't mean to violate the law. Roger Stone is about to be sentenced to what will essentially be life in prison. He's 67 years old. In an era where former President Barack Obama illegally laundered billions of dollars through international banks in order to fly actual pallets of cash to Iran, the jury against Roger Stone was rigged, with over 90% of the people in the jury pool found to be supporters of Hillary Clinton. The malicious fake news media smeared Stone for years, installing intense hatred in the minds of the jurists and cementing the outcome of the trial, if it can even be called that. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff, the loon bag from California, holds secret trials with secret transcripts and secret dungeons, coaching witnesses to say what he wants them to say while editing secret transcripts to make those witnesses appear to say things they never said. The treasonous media runs with every lie Schiff hands them, handing long abandoned any last shred of journalistic integrity or basic human decency. The rule of law has collapsed in America, and no one is safe from the hate-filled left-wing mob that now openly seeks to criminalize all political opposition. Back a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
And we're back on the alternative medium here in the studio. I'm running down a deepstate.news article, and that's a website you may want to check out. Because of the collapse of the rule of law in America, here's where we find ourselves. There is now no point in surrendering to any federal agent in any circumstance, since there is zero possibility of experiencing a fair trial. Everything will be rigged against you, the evidence, the judge, the witnesses, the jury, and the media. You will be gagged, denied your right to defend yourself, and denied the right to say you didn't mean to, like Hillary Clinton got away with. Federal law enforcement is hopelessly corrupt, with the FBI now running political smear operations and staging nearly all of the domestic terrorism plots in America. The FBI, under people like Mueller and Comey, has not only been involved in covering up the truth about 9/11, Oklahoma City, the assassination of Dr. MLK Jr., the Waco raids, and the 1993 attempted bombing of the Twin Towers. It actually turns out the FBI ran those operations. Federal judges have zero loyalty to the rule of law and absolute loyalty to the deep state. They have abandoned any last shred of even the pretense of following the Constitution, and now exploit their positions of power to shore up the power of the deep state while destroying all those who threaten it. There is no expectation of safety for a law-abiding citizen, since any person can be targeted by the left-wing mob. and then silenced, assassinated, indicted, audited, or otherwise destroyed by any combination of establishment weapons against dissent. Elections are now hopelessly rigged, with Democrats controlling nearly every election outcome through a combination of illegals voting. 14 states give driver's license to illegal aliens now. Ballot harvesting and vote stuffing by using cyber warfare techniques to make sure all the people who previously left a particular state magically voted for Democrats. This is how Kentucky's recent election was rigged. Democrats are now openly calling for acts of violence and street warfare against not just conservative candidates, but their financial supporters. Recently, a Democrat in Texas docked Trump donors, releasing their names and home addresses to the public in order to encourage left-wing Antifa to harass and intimidate Trump donors. There is no free speech in America, as the tech giants have now brazenly conspired to silence all pro-Trump voices in their highly illegal conspiracy to rig all future elections. Yet somehow they seem to face zero pushback from regulators, the FTC, the DOJ, or Republican lawmakers, with few exceptions. Second Amendment rights are being rapidly dismantled by left-wing cities and states as they seek to completely disarm the citizenry so that no resistance can be mounted against the corruption, treason, and tyranny of left-wing government run by extreme criminals. The mainstream media has now devolved into nothing but a coordinated smear engine to delegitimize and dehumanize the political opponents of the radical left. NBC News, in particular, is engaged in such malicious smears that one of their hate pieces targeting my own publishing company resulted in hundreds of deranged, violent, left-wing lunatics calling and threatening the employees of a hosting company that hosts some of our websites. The child of one employee was even threatened in public school by other students who were children of radical left-wing Antifa parents. As All News Pipeline reports, with the mainstream media also releasing hit pieces upon outlets such as The Federalist and The Western Journal, we keep coming back to just how deeply the CIA had infiltrated the mainstream media, going all the way back to the early 1950s in Operation Mockingbird. The large-scale propaganda program designed to manipulate the news media, and in doing so, manipulate the minds of every man, woman, and child across America. Driven to psychological extremism by the hate-filled fake news media, leftists are now openly celebrating the abandonment of due process and the politically targeted extermination of free speech, claiming that these basic civil rights of speech and law have no place in a tolerant society. Yes, that's their actual argument, claiming free speech is now violence. As a result, Twitter has now collapsed into a cesspool of radical left-wing extremism and groupthink where all voices of opposition are silenced, effectively creating a feedback loop of left-wing insanity that now drives Democrat candidates to positions so extreme and insane that even Barack Obama now claims the left has gone way too far. And when Barack Obama tells you that you've gone too far left, it's beyond all hope. Mass mental illness is now parading around as progressivism, even when the signs of mental illness are irrefutable, such as parents trying to physically chop off the reproductive organs of their baby boys in order to convert them into transgenders. I would like to say, hats off at deepstate.news. That is, in my humble opinion, a correct analysis of what we see today in this country. It is that bad. We have come that far. The government is completely corrupt, and the goal is to take your guns. The goal is to enslave humanity. We do not have a representative form of government. That's why I do not understand when people want to wrap themselves in the flag. They want to talk about the Constitution. Look at where we really find ourselves at today. Look at how Jacob Goodwin was given the straight-up railroad. Look at what happened to James Fields. And look at how we are being censored. And the people that want to claim that the Republicans are going to do something. Now, you know, I'll give it to them. In these hearings, Devin Nunes, Jordan, some of these, they've gave some really good speeches. I mean, just burning down the House speech. But they don't do anything. they pay useless lip service. You know, they announced yesterday that the Horowitz Report, is going to come out on December 9th. Why would you even tell that? What benefit is it to telegraph when that's coming out? But when it does come out, they're not going to do anything. They may talk about doing something, but the slow kill, the continual decline of America is the recipe. They're following it. It's going to continue. You know, if you used Nancy, the fool Pelosi's analogy of this being bribery, something that's done constantly in foreign policy forever, you know, if you do this, we'll do that. If you do this, we won't do that. Dangling foreign aid, the most bankrupt country in the history of the planet, goes around the world like a philanthropist, you know, but we don't have any money for our veterans, we don't have money for our elderly, and we can't have Social Security cost of living increases, but we can give Guatemala and Honduras and Israel and Ukraine billions of dollars. This is all their intent. But back, I lost my train of thought. To Nancy Pelosi's definition of bribery with regards to foreign policy would be to equate a campaign donation as bribery. You know, campaign donations are bribery. Really, I mean, you know, I know a certain congressman that got elected because of a certain political action committee, and he does their bidding. Period. That's the way it works. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago on this broadcast, we'd have a better system if everybody wanted to be congressman, congresswoman, whatever, all submitted their name and it was just drawn from a hat. And they got to serve 2 years, 2 years only. And then you go back to the lottery. Sure, you'd get some bad ones, but I could argue it'd be no worse than the sellout traders we've got now, and it'd eliminate the money from the system. Excuse me. How about this little system right here? Story from AFP. Now, you really needed to see the pictures, but I'm going to do the best I can here. Cyprus police said Saturday, it's a week ago, that they had seized an alleged spy van equipped with sophisticated surveillance equipment capable of hacking communications. And the picture of this thing was far out, okay? And they were questioning its Israeli owner. Police began investigating after the opposition Communist Party asked what the government was doing about activities undertaken in the van, which was showcased in a Forbes video story broadcast several months ago that only recently went viral in Cyprus. Cyprus police chief Kypros Michaelides told private radio station Astra that the Israeli owner had given some explanations, but he would be questioned further. Forbes had named the owner of the van as ex-Israeli intelligence officer Tal Dien, who allegedly heads up a Cyprus-registered company that owns the vehicle. Now listen to this. It said that the $9 million state-of-the-art equipment in the van can monitor electronic devices within a 500-meter radius, hack any phone, and listen into any conversations, regardless of the level of encryption. So, this AFP story, which is very obscure, and I'm sure not many people go places I go and try to find obscure news, but they have an Israeli van that's worth $9 million, and it can hack any phone and listen to any conversation regardless of the level of encryption. I don't know what it's doing over in Cyprus. The Israeli owner gave some explanations, they say, but what does that mean exactly? This type of van is not something your average person is going to have sitting in their garage. There's only one plausible explanation for an Israeli with Mossad connections having a van with millions of dollars worth of spy equipment in it. That one explanation is that it's being used to spy on people. So, I wanted to share that, you know, the pictures of that, if you can, again, it's an AFP story. If you can see them, I mean, it looked like something off of Star Trek. But of course, that gets very little reporting. This past week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced a U-turn in policy toward Israeli settlements in the West Bank, declaring Washington no longer sees them as inconsistent with international law. Pompeo said the U.S. will no longer adhere to the 1978 State Department legal opinion on settlements and instead insisted that it would not lead to the U.S. isolation from the rest of the global community on the issue. The U.S. top diplomat said the Trump administration will leave the status of the West Bank to Israelis and Palestinians to negotiate. So, I just wanted to throw that in. You probably saw that on the evening news. But the United Nations has come out and totally disagreed and said they're going to still oppose the continuation of the expansion of Israel into Palestinian territories, which, you know, if everybody's listening to this broadcast has seen the maps of what's transpired since 1948. Pope Francis declared Friday that he's considering making it a sin to be unenvironmentally friendly, continuing his broad brand of eco-puppery that he has been pushing since becoming the pontiff in 2013. Has he been there since 2013? Wow. So, I did not know. I don't know a lot about Roman Catholicism. Don't really want to know anything more than I do know. But I did not know that the Pope can just willy-nilly create his own sins. I wasn't aware of that. But apparently he can. Pope Francis, who has made the environment a signature cause of his pontificate, said he was strongly considering adding the category of ecological sin to the Catholic Church official compendium of teachings. We must introduce, we are thinking, into the catechism of the Catholic Church, the sin against ecology. The ecological sin against the common home, because it's a duty, the people said at the Vatican Friday. He noted that ecological sin would be defined as an action or omission against God, against others, against the community, against the environment. It is a sin against future generations, and it is manifested in the acts and habits of pollution and destruction of the harmony of the environment. So worried about the weather. Go make it a sin if you harm the environment. I don't know what actually that even means. I mean, you could pollution. But the world's got so many problems, Pope. The world's got so many problems. You know, you're not out here opposing these wars, but you want us all to have open borders, but you got a big wall around the Vatican. I've never heard this Pope really say much about all this pedophile priest unbelievable travesty that's been perpetrated on children by the Catholic Church. But he's going to willy-nilly declare what's sin, what's not. Let me tell you what. For me to care less what the Pope says, you'd have to redefine the word less and make it mean more than it does now. I could not care less. And I think when the Pope comes out and rides around in his little golf cart or whatever, I think the people that go out there and give 2 cents about that is complete fools. They're the same bunch of dumbasses that go out and care about watching the Queen in her pumpkin ride or the princes and the royal family. I think all those people are fools, too. I don't see why they would care 2 cents. And for the Prince Andrew came out this week and said that he's going to take time off from his duties because of the shame and embarrassment of being outed. It's only because he got caught, it's in the news finally, the pedophile ring of Epstein, and he's going to take time off from his duties. And the other two are taking off too. Harry and Markle or something. They're going to take time off, too, from their duties. Their duties is nothing but go around and act like some kind of dignitary while all the chic people fawn at them for some ungodly reason that I don't understand. They're going to take time off because of the embarrassment that's been heaped as being outed as the pedophile sycophant that we know that they all are. You know? Unbelievable. Just un-freaking-believable. The Swedish Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, has claimed that there is no link between the high numbers of migrants in the country and the rising problem of gang violence in recent years. So here you've got the Swedish Prime Minister coming out telling the native population bold-faced lies that a third grader could see through, that the massive amount of migrants that they've taken in and have got no-go zones and have got rape gangs and have got the whole nine yards, we know, but it has nothing to do with the fact that they've flooded the native population with foreigners. Nothing to do with it. Back in a moment.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In the studio, running down the simply insane news of the week. I've about got my voice blowed out from getting so angry and about the railroad of Jacob Goodwin in the first segment. You know, I don't ask for donations on this broadcast. I ask for everyone to support RBN. If you like this broadcast, if you like this information, if you tune in and listen to it frequently. I'm flattered and I appreciate it. And I ask that you support RBN. RBN's doing a pledge drive this week. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org to donate through PayPal. It's very easy. You don't have to have a PayPal account. You can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And I'm going to give that back out when I get done discussing RBN. You can also mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So let me give that out again. You can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, you know, I caught several broadcasts a little more than usual this week, just tuning in here and there to RBN. And, you know, RBN is a different network. I mean, it's got quite a variety. You know, not all shows sound like mine. They vary. It's all different kinds of topics, all kinds of different subject matter. But it is a network where you can call in. Probably count on one hand the shows I've done on RBN where I didn't take calls. Very rare. One of the reasons I wanted to do a broadcast was give people the ability to call in, agree, disagree, share information, and the RBN listening audience is an interesting audience. I've learned an immense amount of information from you. I've learned an immense amount of information from other RBN hosts. And I do this broadcast because I've got two children growing up in this sad state of affairs in this country where their futures being intentionally pissed away by a bunch of tyrannical, Satan-worshipping pedophiles at top levels of the government. And that's why I do this broadcast, because I want to see change. And I hope that I give out some information that maybe other hosts don't cover, don't have time to cover, don't go and seek maybe this type of information, but I think people need to know, and that's why I've done this broadcast on RBN now for about, I guess I'm pushing about 8 years. You know, I didn't even think about it till John mentioned it the last time I was on his show, that I'm considered one of the veteran broadcasters on the network. You know, I'm becoming one of the old guys. Been around a while. And so again, it's Christmas time. The RBN store has got a lot of different stuff. I'm thinking about buying some radios, shirts. There's a lot of gear there. Great Christmas presents. Support RBN and this network. Back to top of the hour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.